Different from our anger, a non-devotee's mood of angry. Whenever we become angry, it is we who are hurting oneself. Whenever you become angry, not sure what harm you can do to the other person. The anger is a heightened negative emotion. Immediately it will pollute your body. Whenever there is hatred, whenever there is anger, whenever there is jealousy, your body is becoming polluted because they are not healthy. So even there is a room to become angry, for your benefit, it is better that you don't become angry. This material world, things always don't happen the way you want. This material world, you cannot control everything all the time. Even a person like Hiranyakashipu, who is the king of all the three planetary systems, Modulokal, still he could not control. He could not control everybody, and he could not control his anger. Inside he has no control, outside he has no control. That means a person can only become mature by surrendering to God. If you don't surrender to Krishna, no matter what you become, you remain incomplete. So, devotional service is not a choice. Devotional service is not an option. Devotional service is compulsory for your health, for your growth, and for your success. Otherwise, you cannot check your own mind and senses. But in this world, sometimes anger and its role. And what was Krishna trying to do? Because Arjuna was very peaceful. Arjuna being a devotee, Arjuna was big war is there, so much adharma is there. But because Arjuna being a devotee, just simply, okay, let them enjoy, okay, whatever. So Arjuna was becoming callous. Arjuna was becoming neglectful towards his duty. Actually, in the spiritual world, also there is, what is the anger is called mana. In the spiritual world, anger is called mana. Sulky. So, this is called prema kalaha. Prema kalaha. Prema kalaha. So, that is called feigned anger. Pretentive anger. The Krishna likes to see the interest of Radharani in an upset mood. That is another kind of beauty of Radharani. Radharani is even in Dwarka also. In Dwarka pastimes, everything was very nice. Everybody is favorable. Everything is wonderful. Vying for service, competition for service. All the 16,100 planes, they were all completely on their toes. Everything arranged. But Krishna, he wanted to see something else. So he started talking in a way that will make Rukmini upset. He will talk in such a way, Satyabhama becomes upset. And then the Lord relishes. The Prabhupada says in that connection, like a rich man is always eating a lot of foods made of ghee and seeds, day after day, after 10 days, like that. And then, you know, alright, today I will eat puffed rice. Only puffed rice, very light food. So, emotions there will be. Whether it is spiritual world or material world, wherever there is life, there will be emotions. And in material world, favorable, unfavorable, that's why Narottam Das Thakur in a bhajan, in a song, expertly, he explains all the negative emotions can also be utilized in the service of Krishna. Generally, we utilize negative emotions for our ego satisfaction, for our selfishness. Kama, krodha, lobha, madha, moha, masarya. These are the shadvika, the six enemies of the mind. A sane man should always keep them at a distance. Kama, krodha, lobha. Yetatrayam tagat. Krishna says in the 18th chapter, Trividam narakam dwaram tesham nasanam atmana kama krodha tada moha etatratam tayam tagat. Three gates to hell. So, they are lust, greed, and anger. Lust, anger, and greed. So an intelligent person should try to. So when you are actually working for Krishna, only when you are working for yourself, then there is a clash of interest. Like here, we are all working for Krishna. So generally there is no reason why we should be upset with these negative emotions. Okay, if you are getting or if you are not getting, then there is disturbance. But when you are working for Krishna, you do your job and whatever Krishna wants. That's why you say a devotee is always peaceful. When you work for Krishna for your ego satisfaction, see, Sukadeva Swami is doing so much. When you that kind of, I want to do so much for Krishna, whether I get recognition or not. Simply a devotee is happy working and working and working for Krishna. A devotee has no reservations, then he's greedy. That's what Narottama said. You can apply greed. When there is some seva and there are 10 devotees, then all the 10 devotees want to grab the service. Greedy. I should do it. I should do it. That creates a very loving atmosphere among the devotees. So not that I will not do anything. Push it on him, push it on him, push it on him. You remain in negative mood. The other man is feeling burdensome. But if everybody is grabbing for service, then immediately, in this body, generally we are all in tamogun. Body means inert matter. Body means dead matter. So naturally, people who are not advanced devotees, people are not advanced devotees, they are forced to do work. Because we are under the influence of the body. We just want to make excuse. We just want to avoid work. But people who understand the benefit of Bhakti Yuta Seva, transcendental loving service, the best one. See, like Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, she also wanted to take some place in the cow. The Lakshmi Devi, she wanted to take some place in Vrindavan. But because she was not in proper mood. Anyone who wants to be in Braja, we should become servants of the gopis. You cannot directly be a gopi. Gopi vritti padakamalayor, dasa, dasa, and dasa. That vritti, vritti, vritti. Raja Kulsekar Advan. So, it is the favorite word of Radhana Swami. He will be never tired of saying servant of the servant of the servant of the devotees. You listen all his lectures. At least this should come in every lecture. Is that right? Is that right? Yeah, that is our place. That is our position. So devotees always want to take a subordinate position unless you are pulled up. Please, you lead. Please, you take charge of this. Even if you analyze, is it comfortable to be a master or a servant? Servant will just be, okay, Prabhu, yes, Prabhu, okay, yes. No headache. But if you're a boss, am I taking right decisions? Am I handling this guy properly? Is everyone engaged? All headache. If you are simply a servant, all right, what are my duties? You tell this. Just work. A leader has to see so many things. So that means you need empowerment. If you just want to be a leader because of your ego, I want to be a leader. But Krishna has not empowered all mistakes, all mishandling. That's why devotees always like that. He came and told Sekardas. Sekardas said, I want to write a book. Okay. What is this writing a book? Even big Vaishnavas. Because unless you are take a place, kindly write a book. And so many Vaishnavas, they are requesting you to write a book. Then you write the book. So you have their blessings and you have their empowerment. And as a mood of service to the Vaishnavas, you write. Okay, it is not writing the book. It is the mood that matters. In what mood you are writing. In what mood you are rendering service also. The mood is as a service, that service will be accepted. If your mood is out of pride, you see how I am expert, you see I am so capable. You don't recognize that the Krishna who has given you the ability. So anger, there is what is called transcendental anger. People who are on spiritual platform, the Lord's anger is always transcendental. The Lord destroys the material creation. Even Rudra, avatar. Is it that he is just simply very destructive? No. Because material world always goes into chaos. Material world always goes into chaos. So from time to time, you have to wind up everything and start fresh. You know, sometimes we are doing it. When you are doing something and you don't know where the mistake has gone, and you are unable to find. Better that you do it again, if that becomes easy, instead of finding the mess. So, the Lord created this world for all of us to pass the exam of death. We are all going to take the exam. The exam is how you will face the death. That is the examination for life. That's why in the book, many moons book, I was wondering, you don't get to meet them, see them, but these leaders who try to invite them, nobody will come. Nobody, as if they are not available. They are not on this planet. They come away with them. But when a person is dying, I was reading this, Sivaram Swami is there only, Radhana Swami is there only, Tamal Vishnu is there only, but what are all the doing there when a person is dying? Because it is the examination time. You know, during exams, everybody will be more careful. The rest of your time here and there, the exam time, your parents, exam time, they become very cooperative with their children. Otherwise, the child food will be Everything will be. So if you consider that death can be there anytime, that means the exam is anytime. That means you have to be careful all the time. Is that right? If the exam can be anytime, that means you have to be careful all the time. But because we are conditioned, we go back to our conditioning. Always a devotee is considering death. If I die, where I have to die? You may wonder, what? Your age is only 25 years. You are talking about if I die, where I have to die? It's not that if you are 25 years, you will not die. You have seen many people, death comes and snatches you and grabs you. So powerful, nobody can stop. The cruel death. So that you call cruel death. He doesn't spare anybody. You may say, my children are not grown up. No. How the house will go on without me? The earning number of the house. That means you have not understood. Krishna is the doer. Krishna is the doer. Prakrita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarasa ahankara vibhodatma karta mitamandati. Then you may wonder, then what do I have to do? We are devotees. If prakriti is doing everything, then what do I have to do in the temple? So, whatever other than devotional activity, devotional activities are the function of the soul. Only devotional activities are the function of the soul. Anything else is automatically carried out. That's what repeatedly in the Bhagavad Gita. What is the use? Nigram kim karishyati. Fourth chapter and also 18th chapter. You cannot keep quiet. You have to act. That means act for Krishna. That's the thing. You have to act. And if you don't act for Krishna, you have to act for Maya. That's what when you say, nature is doing everything, what I have to do? When nature is doing everything and you are going along with the nature, but nature is doing everything, but engage your nature in Krishna's service. Recognize Krishna, whatever your nature, you dovetail it. You dovetail your nature. I was reading this word dovetail. Probably I have told you before also. Why the word dovetail? Dovetail. What is dovetail? Tail of the dove. Dove is a bird. Dove tail. Dove means sparrow or pigeon. Small kind of birds. Gull, pigeon, sparrow, myna. So dove tail means if the bird doesn't shake its tail, the bird cannot fly. The bird will be on the ground because we don't have a tail or we don't have wings. That's why we cannot fly. We don't have tail or wings. So we cannot. We got a furry tail. That is the. Okay, they go sometimes. They are showing their pride. Yeah, I'm so busy. Similarly, devotee also. He has this thing. I am a scholar. I am a devotee. All are non-devotees. I am the devotee. But this is here not for showing that you are a devotee. It is yet to say, I am a fallen person. Krishna, please pull me by my tuft of hair. Pull me up. I am always drawn. Pull me up. There is something to hold. Baju pakado. Galle pakado. For Murgi, you hold the throat. For the Bhattak, you hold the throat. So, doubtful means a bird like human beings, it cannot fly if it doesn't wear its tail. Whenever you fly, you would have taken the flight, because we take flight occasionally. It's a costly affair. Now and then you may fly. And then, because you are not daily flying, so it is a curiosity for you. How does this big body, how does this fly? And you watch, then it is also flapping. It's not just static. It looks like that, but then actually the plane is operating. Lot of things. So many things come up, go down, that is taking advantage of the wind. You know, when you block the wind, it blows. Let's say, whenever you put flex, big flex, if you don't make holes in the flex, what will happen? The bird will fall down. The thought of bird will fall down. It's a big mess. When you make holes, the air will burn. So, air is energy, and by dovetailing, dove by using its tail, the wind is flying, by turning its tail this way, that way, the bird flies. So similarly, it's a dovetailing, we all have our nature. So dovetailing our nature means, use your nature in Krishna's service. Immediately, you will overcome the three modes of material nature. Just doubt it. If you are angry, check it, whether you are using your anger against devotees, or you are using your anger against Krishna, or you are using your anger for yourself or for hurting others. So Narottam Das Thakur, he says, of the six enemies of the mind, one you cannot use. All other five things you can use in Krishna's service. And Prabhupada gives the example, who has used it? Kama, who has used Krodha, Lobha, Mada, Moha. This five can be used in Krishna's service. Let me be happy. You have Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Mada, Moha. No problem. But you should know how to use them. Mastery means envy. Envy you cannot use. Envy is, that's why you get the deadliest enemy. Envy. The deadliest enemy is envy. Whenever you become envious, finish. There is no scope for growth. Because someone who is doing well and you become envious, someone who is favored by Krishna, you become envious. If someone is favored by Krishna, you should immediately submit to that man. This man is favored by Krishna. If I please him, Krishna will please me. Simple. But because of our ego, but because of our competitive mentality, we try to avoid the devotees. Because of envy. If I be there, I have to be submissive. That's why people want to avoid senior devotees, because they have to be submissive. Then the ISKCON is an organization where you are meant to learn submission, humility. So avoid the seniors, you can just boss. When you, in ISKCON, you cannot your boss position. we are coming here to become servants. ISKCON is trying to make everybody a servant. But we have bossing mentality. That's why you say dominate. Because this is our nature. Don't say that only she is dominating. Everybody is trying to dominate on others. When you are not cooperating, that means you are dominating on the authority. Why should I listen to you? That's correct. So, kama. Kama means lust. Lust, when you become lusty, you become shameless. So like, when your desire for group distribution, tell me what they will think, what this guy will say, maybe you will criticize me, or like, let me not meet him. If you are lusty, you don't care. You are lusty. You just go. Just like, if you are lusty of a woman, kamaturana na lajja na bhayam. When a person becomes lusty, he is shameless to talk to that woman alone. He will find some place where he can just talk. Because he has no shame. Kamaturana na lajja na bhayam. He has no fear that when he is caught, he will be chastised. But because he cannot control his lust, somehow he has to associate with woman. So similarly, we are the great desire. The great desire is called kama. And lobha means greed. When the desire is intense, it is called lust, greed. So people can realize, you can have your desires. Now we have our sense gratification desires. I want to eat this, I want to be here, I want to go there. All independent ideas. So, but we can use this desire. How can I dovetail my desires to Guru and Krishna? Whenever you are getting some ideas, I want to go here and there. Then is it pleasing to my authorities? Is it pleasing to my spiritual master? Will this be pleasing to Prabhupada? Finally, is it pleasing to Krishna? We have many levels of authority. Our immediate authority is there. And then our Guru Maharaj is there. And our Prabhupada is there. And Krishna is there. Four people are sitting there. Inside of that, you want the best. Just not avoiding all these people, how can I get away to do my things? But we are doing things like that or not. We don't want to do. So kama. So similarly krodha. So krodha, we can express our anger and last word. That's why sometimes we misunderstand authorities. Because if the authority becomes angry, he's also in the world. The piece of pleasure, but he's not so advanced, you are too. I don't know why he's angry. So, generally, we misunderstand the authorities. If the authority is angry for a personal attack, then that means it is not good. If the authority is angry because Krishna's work is getting spoiled, or we are not taking a submissive stand, then the authority has to become a little heavy. Because we are here to learn submission, but because it is our nature to be independent, then again, the head rises. Then the authority has to. Today only I was reading, and I forward to somebody. I forward that. When the spiritual master becomes angry, he's asking, somebody is asking Giriraj Maharaj, if the spiritual master is becoming angry, what does it mean? How should we take it? Today's topic is angry. I should tell you. We should see that he is very kind upon me, because he has paid attention to me to see whether I am doing good or not. And he is so kind. He is taking care of me. When the spiritual master becomes angry, immediately I am not independent. Someone is watching over me and is not happy with me. That means I have to correct myself. If he just ignores, then we will continue with our wrong habit. If you are not corrected, as you say, no, but your thoughts will become your habits become your nature, and your nature means you are, the second chapter of the Gita, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsam, Sangaste Shupajayate, Sangha Sanjayate Kama, Kamat Krodha Vijayate, Krodha Dvara Samoha, Samoha Sutivar, Sutipancha Buddhinasa, Buddhinasa Pramashyati. When our wrong thoughts, they become our nature, then we are completely fallen. So here, in this sloka today, what we are saying is, Lord Shiva, he has seen Narasimhadeva in a very angry mood, eyes red, and his face is very upset. So Rudra is praying. That means Rudra understands Shankar. No, your anger is it is transcendental. So he is just reminding, here is your, now Hiranyakashipu is dead. Now here is Prahlad Maharaj. So generally in our case, when we become angry, it takes time to subside. Immediately you can just shouting and yelling at her. And somebody says, Maharaj, hey, stop. That guy has come because something has the anger is going on here. Somebody comes to him, then you shout at him also. But the Lord's anger is not like that. So in the next sloka, we'll see. Narasimhadeva's anger, it looks like it's going to burn down, like it is the time of annihilation, burn down the universe. That means when a devotee is offended, the Lord becomes more angry than his anger at the time of annihilation. Time of annihilation, it is a natural anger because you have to burn everything down. But when the devotees are offended, the anger is more fierce. But because the Lord's anger is transcendental, as I told you, why does Lord created, why should he annihilate? Because we are so foolish, we are so stupid. We are given this long, long millenniums of time. Still we are making the same mistake again and again. That's why Lord becomes upset, angry, finished. But that is not really destructive anger. Alright, another chance, let's start. Within a war, again, the day starts. So, Lord's anger is it's simply as a matter of duty, and it's not real anger because the Lord is always compassionate, kind towards the creation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.